This is Akashvani, the news read by Morgan Bagra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired the seventh meeting of the National Board for Wildlife at Sasan Gir in Junagadh district of Gujarat today on the occasion of World Wildlife Conservation Day. During the meeting, the PM also virtually laid the foundation stone for the National Referral Center for Wildlife at Junagadh. He also unveiled the 16th Asiatic Lion Population Estimation 2025 and inaugurated Center for Excellence in Human-Wildlife Conflict Management at Coimbatore. Environment Minister Bhupendra Yadav, members from other states, representatives from NGOs, chief wildlife wardens and secretaries from various states participated in the meeting. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged everyone to reaffirm their commitment to protect and preserve the incredible biodiversity of the planet. On the occasion of World Wildlife Day today, Mr. Modi emphasized that every species plays a vital role and highlighted the importance of safeguarding their future for generations to come. He also expressed pride in India's contribution towards preserving and protecting wildlife. In the meantime, Chief Minister of Arunachal Pradesh, Pema Khandu, has appealed to renew our dedication in conserving the rich biodiversity that makes our planet so extraordinary. In a social media post, Khandu wrote, "Every living being has a unique role in maintaining ecological balance. It is our responsibility to ensure their survival for the future." The World Wildlife Day is being observed today to celebrate wildlife, animals and plants. Union Corporation Minister Amit Shah has said that the dairy sector not only contributes to the development of the country, but also contributes significantly to rural development and the prosperity of small farmers. Inaugurating the workshop on sustainability and circularity in the dairy sector in New Delhi, Mr. Shah said the dairy sector also takes care of the nutrition of the country. The corporation minister said sustainability and circularity in the dairy sector is important for White Revolution 2.0. Mr. Shah stressed on the need to create dairy union in 80% of the districts of the country. The workshop will focus on policies and initiatives of Ministry of Corporation and the Ministry of Animal Husbandry, Dairying and Fisheries aimed at promoting sustainable dairy farming while ensuring economic growth with environmental responsibility. Speaking on the occasion, Union Minister for Fisheries, Animal Husbandry and Dairying, Rajiv Ranjan Singh, said the milk production in the country has increased by more than 63% in the last 10 years. During the workshop, memorandums of understanding were signed for the establishment of biogas plants across multiple states. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh has reiterated that India is on track to become the third largest economy in the world in the coming 2 years. He said that India has now become the fifth largest economy in the world. He said this while addressing the Armed Forces Flag Day CSR conclave in New Delhi today. Mr. Singh emphasized the crucial role of both the public and private sector in the country's economic development. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today held a meeting with Belgium's Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Maxime Prevot in New Delhi and highlighted India's historical reaction with the country. During the meeting, Dr. Jaishankar said the two countries have good and steady relations in the areas of trade, industry, education, innovation and culture. He noted that they are also holding discussion in the fields of semiconductor, AI and clean strategy. In a significant verdict, the Supreme Court today held that visually impaired persons cannot be denied opportunity of employment in judicial services. Pronouncing the verdict today, Justice R. Mahadevan said persons with disabilities must not face any discrimination in their pursuit of judicial service recruitments and that the state must provide them affirmative action to ensure an inclusive framework. A bench of comprising Justices J.B. Pardiwala and R. Mahadevan had reserved the judgment on 6 petitions including a Sue Motor case in December last year over non-grant of quota to such candidates and judicial services in a few states. The Delhi Assembly has resumed the discussion on the CAG report on public health, infrastructure and management of health services today. The report was tabled by the Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta last week. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.